USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House economic advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make a clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria on Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rumble and no one can hear you, no one can reach at you, people are scared. Everybody's on the street. That's what makes me sad and that's what makes me cry.
Erol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for three decades, says he's been able to speak with his mother, but knows many people are suffering.
We all come to this world to live happily day by day, and middle of the night that you are waking up under rubbles, it's unfair.
The novelty has worn off on fake meat. This includes customers and investors. After years of hype, the tide is turning against first generation of plant-based protein makers, Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. Both companies' plant-based burgers were a hit. Impossible Foods plans to lay off roughly 20% of its workforce. Beyond Meat also cut roughly 20% of its workforce and lost several executives when its own stock went into a slump. Bed Bath & Beyond has secured investor backing for more than $1 billion in capital to hold off bankruptcy and try to turn around its business model. The offering of convertible stocks and warrants, along with $100 million in additional line of credit from its lenders, is expected to save the troubled retailer from near-term Chapter 11 filing it has warned since late last year. This is USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Would you pay more to sit in a better section of a movie theater?
AMC Theaters is rolling out new ticket pricing based on seat location. The chain says there will be three different seating options, which include a traditional ticket called Standard Sightline. Front row seats will be known as Value Sightline and cost less, and the seats in the middle of the theater, or most expensive, now called Preferred Sightline. The new pricing launches this Friday in select theaters in New York, Chicago, and Kansas City. I'm John Schaefer.
Another setback for the people in Turkey and Syria dealing with the devastation from Monday's early morning earthquake and numerous aftershocks. Snow, freezing temperatures are blocking roads and hindering efforts to rescue survivors trapped under debris across southern Turkey and northern Syria. Aid workers from around the world poured into Turkey on Tuesday to support local rescue efforts after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake on Monday morning was followed by a 7.5 magnitude quake in the afternoon. Investigators are trying to figure out how two airplanes nearly collided Monday at the main airport in Austin, Texas.
A FedEx cargo plane had been cleared for landing on the very same runway that a Southwest Airlines passenger jet was already cleared to use for takeoff. But both pilots waved off, aborting just in time. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, the planes came within just 100 feet of one another. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.